Bye. right here with the incredible Melting Man, visiting us from the Two Wars label up in Toronto, Canada. Of course, you're listening to Future Breaks FM. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple of these tracks, these incredible tracks that we've been hearing right now. Also have my man Daniel to the left, a.k.a. Azimuth, on the mic.
Hello.
What's happening, sir?
Nothing much, just hanging out with the Future Breaks crew and the Two Wars Revolution representing.
Now, we have you to thank for getting this gentleman into the Bay Area.
Yes.
Correct, yes.
Me and another crew of ours, the Broad Spectrum crew of Samira, who works for Sister SF as well.
Right. And you guys do a party every Sunday?
We do it second Sunday of the month.
Second Sunday of the month, called Sunday School Sessions, where the one like the incredible Melting Man will be appearing tomorrow. Now, I believe we do have some tickets available, which we're going to get to in just a moment. So you can hear the incredible Melting Man tomorrow. If you're feeling this sound, if you're digging this vibe, check that out. That's going on at Club 6, once again, for Sunday School Sessions, alongside the whole crew, AJV, Lucho, Samira, and Azimuth. And if you and a close friend are interested in coming on down, we do have a few pairs available. Give us a shout, 751-KUSF. Once again, in the 415, is 751-KUSF. And what kind of good news can we look forward to there, Daniel?
To a Sunday School Session?
That's right, besides some wicked beats, of course.
Whoa, there's a lot going on in Sunday School Session. The curriculum for the Sunday, we're getting the Drum Machine Museum people down.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Those guys are incredible.
And Robot Speak is also going to do a workshop from 9 to 10. And they're going to be doing an Ableton Live.
Really?
Workshop, yeah.
Really?
So it's, you know.
So it's more than just dancing going on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Night.
You got everything going on there. You know, for a good Sunday, curriculum is good. Subject matter.
Sunday School Sessions, indeed. Once again, give us a shout. We do have a couple of tickets available for that business. Right now, I want to run through quickly some of the tracks that we've been listening to on the program. He started out the incredible Melting Man with something by Crack and Smack. Money in the Bag EP coming through on Mambo Solitario. Is that what that is?
That was the name of the track, Mambo Solitario.
Oh, okay. Okay. Which was very nice. Very, very lovely sounding.
Good startup.
We also had Meet Katie Meets Lee Coombs with Not House Music on King Size Recordings. Also, Dylan Rhymes with X. Is that X or just some white label?
There
business?
Was an X on it, so I just figured it was.
All right, some unreleased white label material there. After that, Down Presser. Is that what that says?
Yeah, Down Presser 9.
Down Presser 9 on Rhythmic Records. Nice stuff. And then some incredible Melting Man stuff, a record that I have coming through on Two Wars, of course, which we're going to talk about with incredible Melting Man a little bit later in the program. That was the Red Skull remix of Scissor Kicks. And then we had a little Terminal Head in there, Mind Your Own. That was the Light remix going down. In any case, that's what's happening. Sunday School Sessions tomorrow. A couple tickets to give away.
Let's go for it.
Yeah. Incredible Melting Man. We'll get off the mic, listen to some more of this music. You are listening to Future Breaks FM. Thanks for joining us. Stick around, eh?
Man, alongside D Red Capital G.
Scissor Kicks.
Remixing. All jungle is funky by the girls.
We can it on the 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 fire. We can it on the fire.
What's the ride?
Wani, you clear a car.
Remix!
Thank you. À vous faire.
We'll be right back. man, different methods to the way I do my shit.
In the bass, you know, like we do. This is Future Breaks FM on KUSF San Francisco. This is the place to be, y'all. All right, Missy here on the mic, joined in the studio by DJ Push, Keeper of the Crush, Daniel Grease, and we have the incredible Melting Man on the decks, just about to hop on the mic with DJ Push for a last minute interview in a moment. We don't have time for a full calendar today, but we do want to let you know that going on tonight at the Top DJ Bar for our True Intent session. We have the Archangel Gabriel starting it out with some nice atmospheric drum and bass, followed by the man like the DJ Push dropping all styles of breakbeat. Always a good bet for your Lower Hate groove on a Saturday night, True Intent at the Top DJ Bar. We have plenty of tickets for you if you would like to join us there tonight. We also do have one more pair of tickets to check out the incredible Melting Man, as well as a whole slew of local artists performing at Sunday School Sessions hosted by Broad Spectrum Sound and the Drum Machine Museum. That's going on tomorrow night, Sunday night, at Club 6. We also have a Mixman t-shirt to give away still. And so you can call us here at the studio, 415-751-KUSF. We also want to let you know that Future Breaks FM is brought to you in part by The Beta Lounge, The Beta Lounge Record Club, and the brand new Live at the Beta Lounge DVD series. The first release features local SF rockstar Gold Chains. You can pick it up at stores now, and for more info and to check out the trailer for their DVD, go to www.betalounge.com. Don't forget you can check out Future Breaks FM on the web at www.futurebreaks.fm. And if you'd like to receive our weekly email for our playlist, you can email us at list@futurebreaks.fm. Stay tuned, y'all. Future Breaks FM in your area till 6 o'clock.
Once again, listening to the sounds live of the incredible Melting Man, live in mix here in Studio B, right here on Future Breaks FM. We're so honored to have this man joining us from Toronto. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Enjoying the good music. When was the, you know, let me just ask you out of curiosity, when was the last time you were here in the Bay Area?
This is my first time.
So this ever. Is it?
Yeah.
First time on the radio in the Bay Area.
First time I've touched a piece of vinyl in this city ever.
Good Lord, how honored are we? And of course, as we've been mentioning along the lines, you will be playing tomorrow night at Sunday School Sessions at Club 6. I think we still may have a couple tickets available for that, so give a call, see if you can work it out. So let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to, what's going on in Toronto. Let's start out with the label, Two Wars and a Revolution. I know you're a big part of that one. How did that come about?
Two Wars is owned by a movie company in Toronto. I scored a film for these guys, my two partners, Rich and Tamir. And basically, when we were done, they liked it so much, they said we were going to start an offshoot label. Do you want to run it and be partner a third of the company? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Wow. And when was this?
They do quality stuff, so it's like amazing. This was like about 3 years ago.
Excellent. And now, had you guys always been on the Breaks tip, or it started a little bit different earlier on? Yes.
Actually, you know what, they didn't really know what direction they wanted to go, and I was already heading that direction, so they just figured, why not go with what we know? And it just worked out really nice. Yeah.
Okay, so, and you had done some stuff before that as well, correct? Dust to Dust stuff, is that
Yeah, got signed in the UK in about 96, to Dust to Dust, and they were kind of like the big deal back then as far as breaks go.
Anyways. Right, right, right.
There was them and Fused and Bruised and Skint.
Of course.
Guys like that. And I put two singles out with them, and they did really well. Then the label, as most labels do these days, they kind of last 5 years. They have sort of a lifespan to them, especially in the UK. But
if they're lucky, to be honest.
So they disappeared, really. And it was perfect timing anyways, though, because I just got offered the Two Wars thing, so...
Right, so Two Wars have been coming on, and how many releases do you guys have out on Two Wars and a Revolution? First, before we even go there, how did the name Two Wars and a Revolution come about?
It's actually... the two partners were no more, but it's a quote out of one of the movies. The movie that brought us together that I worked on to do the soundtrack, that's a quote out of the movie.
Aha.
So, just stuck.
Okay, all right. There's always a story behind something. And so how many releases to this date have you guys put together?
We have 13 vinyls so far. And
wow.
We've got a bunch of CDs out. We've got the soundtracks out. We've got Volume 1 of the Two Wars CD out. We've got a live line of things called CDs called Project. Where we got a live Scissor Kicks, live Jello,
sure,
stuff like that.
And you can find those at most specialty record shops around the area.
Yeah.
Or if not, why don't you go ahead and throw out some contact information where people can find this online?
You know what? It's easy. It's twowars.com. So it's 2WARS.com.
Number two.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay. So, and you're on many of those releases, as a matter of fact, as well as numbers of remix. I understand that in 2001, you were like Mr. Remix.
Yeah, I kind of went a lot crazy in 2001. I had a couple of singles over in the UK going to the top 10, and I just got lots of calls all of a sudden. So I went remix crazy and then realized that I had nothing out.
Right.
All I had was remixes for other people, and I didn't have any actual Melting Man records out. I only put two out that year.
So. Right, right. So now you're focusing back on some more original stuff. Are you looking forward to doing a full length? Or?
Yeah, I've been working on a full length for the last couple of years, just on and off, and... basically, I wanted to get a couple top tens last year. This year, I'm just concentrating on just flooding the market with records. I'm going to do as many quality records as I can this year.
Now, are you releasing business outside of the Two Wars label?
I'm thinking of doing as much as I can. So I'm going to sign some singles to whoever will take them, like TCR if they want it, or Mob, or whoever is going to be listening at the time. So
okay. So you're working on an LP, getting prolific with the singles. What else can we expect from you and or Two Wars in 2003?
Two Wars is just going to be busy. It's just going to be, we're going to have a lot of UK releases. We've got Chris Carter going to do the B-side of my next single.
Awesome.
That's big for me. I love Chris Carter.
Yeah.
We have Atomic Hooligan are going to work with us.
Okay.
Subtropic. Just all the, we're right in key with the guys in the UK. They're really into our stuff. We're really into theirs. So we just keep splitting the 12 inches up. It's just great.
So not unlike drum and bass, I'm assuming that there's a big connection in the breaks world between Toronto and London, I would think. Yes?
I think so, yeah.
A lot of people coming back and forth. In general, just so our listeners know, how is the break scene in Toronto? I know that the drum and bass has been massive for years and years. How about the breakbeat side of things?
It's good. It's definitely flourishing more in the last 5 years because of like a lot of the stuff we're doing. A lot of the stuff that Demonic, there's a guy named Demonic there.
Okay.
Jello is really doing a lot for the scene. Dig League Chew, a lot of guys like that. And basically, Toronto's always stayed on the funky tip, but they're sort of learning to do the new school thing right now, and
kind
of shoving it down their throat a bit.
Awesome. So once again, we can find out more information about you and the crew at number2wars.com. Yep. And I'm sure there's a page for you specifically.
Oh, yeah, you can find all of us on there and links and stuff to other stuff.
All right, friends, so that has been The Incredible Melting Man right here on KUSF San Francisco. Sir, thank you so much
for
joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome pleasure. Welcome to the Bay Area. Of course, you can check this gentleman out tomorrow night at Sunday School Sessions at Club 6. Of course, you're listening to Future Breaks FM right here on KUSF San Francisco. Stay tuned for the Turkish cultural program right here, hot on our heels. Want to just let you know before we get out of here some of the beautiful music that we've been listening to from the one like The Incredible Melting Man. We had some Aqua Sky and Master Blaster in there off of the Shadow Breaks label. Some original business from him and all kinds of other business, but we better get out of here. I see my friend Sinem just to the right. Time to switch it over. On behalf of the Ms. E, The Incredible Melting Man, DJ Keeper of the Crush, Daniel Asmuth is in here, Guhu, and the one like Buna, and I also want to send a shout out to Feline. I hope you are feeling better. Hey, it's Future Breaks FM. We will be here next Saturday from 4 to 6 o'clock. Otherwise, my friends, thanks for listening. We will see you on the dance floor. Pazis.